It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. Welcome to episode 37, everyone. This is Adam.
Belle.
And Haley.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up? So first, I want to apologize to all our listeners out there for this episode being so late. This is not the actual episode. The actual episode got lost somewhere in the mysterious technical computer world somewhere, and we have no idea where it is. So, here we are now, recording again. This is going to be a mini-sode, nice and short, then you'll get a full one next week.
Yay!
Woo!
Way to show the enthusiasm, ladies.
I know, we had a lot of awesome delayed reaction there.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we're supposed to cheer. Insert cheering here. Woohoo!
So, all right. You guys are going to have to forgive me. I've got a little bit of a cold. Taylor and I both right now.
I know. You're both sick at the same time. You're obviously meant for each other.
It's like we're twins.
Yeah, it's like you're twins.
We're the same person.
You're the same person because you're sick at the same time.
Exactly. That must be it.
So, we should probably remind people about the prize package.
So, thanks, Belle. I was just about to get to that. Basically, for those who don't know what Belle is talking about, we have a contest going on right now, a Twitter contest, where you can go to our Twitter, twitter.com/TaylorTalk13, follow us and tweet a pre-written tweet that's in our Twitter bio, and you're automatically entered. It's going to be a random drawing at the end, which will be, what's the ending date? November 15th. And it
Yay!
Includes
like
an
date.
Awesome grand prize, which includes the Red Deluxe Edition. The rubber bracelet, the red rubber try saying that
red
10 times
bracelet.
Fast. Red rubber bracelet.
Say it 10 times fast, Adam.
I can't. A spiral notebook with a picture of Taylor on the cover, Taylor's Rolling Stone cover issue, and of course, the red blanket, which Belle loves so much.
I do.
Oh, I love it too.
It's not the used one that Belle has. It's a brand new one for you.
The used one. Oh my gosh, Adam. You're crazy.
All right.
Basically, though, the prize package is like a mixture of different Taylor things from different places, so nobody else is going to have our same package, which is awesome.
Oh yeah, it's a one-of-a-kind package,
yes.
For sure. So, Haley, can you give us the beginning of the calendar, please?
I sure can. November 11th, Taylor is nominated for Best Female, Best Pop, Best Look, Best Live, and Best World Stage at the 2012 MTV EMAs. And it's all fan voted, so be sure to go and vote for Taylor.
As in pause right now and go vote.
And let's see here. And then same day, Taylor is also going to be on VH1 Storytellers. So be sure to check that out as well.
That'll be really cool,
That'll
too,
be awesome
because
to
it's going to show her performance from Harvey Mudd College. Is that the college that won
Yes.
the contest? Yeah, they got the private concert, and that's going to be part of the VH1 Storytellers, which will be awesome.
That'll be way cool.
So, Belle, what else is happening November 11th since Taylor is ridiculously busy?
Continuing on the stuff going on November 11th, it's going to be the first presale for the Red Tour.
What?
Yay!
So you can get the, if you visit taylorswift.com, you can sign up for presale ticket concert access. Basically, just put in your zip code, and they'll email you a code to use for the presale, clearly. And, you'll be notified when your city's available for the presale, so just sign up for whatever city you are, and you'll get the presale code regardless of what date your city actually goes on sale.
So, has anyone figured it out yet? Because I remember, I was under the impression that presale started on November 16th, and now TaylorSwift.com says November 11th.
There's a couple of shows that are going to, I think, from what I understand, like might be misinterpreting this, but I think that it's, there's a few shows that are on November 11th, and then there's a chunk more on November 16th. They're going to
okay.
be up for presale.
All right, fair enough. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, keep checking TaylorSwift.com for like an update, but that's what I understood from what I saw. So, continuing with the calendar, on November 18th, there's the American Music Awards, woohoo! And Taylor is nominated for Favorite Female Country Artist, which, and that's a fan vote, and that's also a fan voted award, so go vote for that too. Gotta keep up with all the voting. A lot of voting going on here, after we just had our biggest voting day at all yesterday with the election. Yay! The presidential election, which, by the way, Taylor did not win.
What? I voted Taylor Swift
I know,
for president.
That was my choice, too. I was looking for it all over the ballot. I was like, where's Taylor? What's going on?
Taylor Swift 2016.
Yes, Taylor Swift, yep. 2016. Tweet it.
Taylor, who would be her VP? Meredith. That's her running mate.
Maybe Grant. He's very organized.
Yeah.
There's one more thing on our calendar, and it's coming on November 29th. And Taylor is going to be performing at the ARIA Awards in Sydney, Australia. And Forever Enchanted 13 on Taylor Connect gave us that tip, so thank you. And that's really excited. Exciting. She gets to go to Australia again. I love Australia. I'm jealous. I want to go too.
Yeah, why does Taylor get to go? I want to go.
I know. Australia's awesome.
Thank you for the calendar, ladies. Carrying along with the news, this shouldn't really be news to anybody. You should already know this. But Taylor's newest album, Red, sold 1.2 million copies in its first week, making the album debut number one on Billboard's Top 200, and it's the largest first-week sales in a decade, since 2002, when Eminem's The Eminem Show sold 1.3 million.
Yay! Go Taylor!
That's a lot of albums.
That is seriously huge.
And to put that in perspective, and I'm going to preface this by saying, I am not taking a shot at Justin Bieber, so don't get offended if you're a Bieber fan, but Red's first week sales tripled Believe's first week sales. All right, just recently, on November 6th, Taylor switched on the Westfield London's Christmas lights and gave him a live performance. So we'll get a video or whatever video we can find onto the episode guide for you guys to watch. Because, I don't know, it was pretty spectacular from what I understand.
It was swiftacular, Adam.
Ah, sorry, Taylor puns. But obviously I am not in London, so I wasn't there to see it. Sad.
Sad face.
Now, because this is a mini-sode, we're going to jump right ahead to our first mini-segment, If Swifties Ruled the World / You Know Your Swiftie When. So, Haley, give us our first one, please.
This comes from TotalFreak123. If Swifties ruled the world, it wouldn't be so you think you can dance. It would be so you think you're a Swiftie.
Ha-ha. That's a cool one. Next one. If Swifties ruled the world, every school musical / play would be Taylor-related, all your classwork would involve something Taylor-related, and everyone would know how to play Taylor's music. And that came from Taylor_XO on Taylor Connect.
Alright, I dig that one. I like that. Everybody could have daily jam sessions in the lunch room with Taylor's songs. That's awesome. Next one is from Bia via email, and I'm assuming it's Bia. If it's B, I'm sorry. Which is B-E-A, so I'm hoping I pronounce it correctly and I'm not butchering it. If Swifties ruled the world, Taylor Talk would be a radio station. Yeah!
Yes!
I would love that.
High five.
Good morning and welcome to Taylor Talk. This is Belle and Adam and everybody else. That would be fun. To
Oh, sorry. And Haley!
It's 6 a.m. on Saturday morning.
You know you're a Swiftie when you categorize the world into three groups. Swifties, Taylor fans, those who haven't yet seen the light. Nice. That came from The Best Day with Taylor on Taylor Connect.
Right, the next one comes from an email from Hannah. And she said, you know you're a Swiftie when you have the jersey number 13 for volleyball, even though it's way too big.
Yes, woo-hoo! Volleyball players.
13 represent.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about the volleyball part of that.
Yeah, I was thinking about the 13.
All right. Cool.
Everything I think of Taylor and volleyball, I see her getting hit with a ball. basketball. Same thing, though.
Yeah.
Getting hit with the ball.
I can see it just flying at her head and hitting, and she'd be like, what just happened?
No, Taylor would be a great volleyball player. She's super tall.
She's tall, but she's not really...
She's not coordinated very well.
Sport coordinated.
Shh! Yeah. She would be a good volleyball player.
Okay, and in the world according to Adam...
Taylor's good at everything.
Yeah.
Next one comes from StayFearless13 on Twitter. If Swifties ruled the world, Meredith would have her own TV show. Aww.
Aww.
I feel like because people have this habit, and me included, of just getting on YouTube and looking up cute kitten videos all the time, I feel like there should be like a half an hour long TV show every day of just cute kittens. And Meredith, of course, included.
I don't know.
Maybe
I think
starring.
People would lose focus.
Hey, it's like the perfect ADD show.
Okay, Belle. Now in the world of Belle. That's where we just transitioned to. Finally, the last one is a voicemail from Justin. Justin?
Hi, it's Justin from the UK. You know you're a Swiftie when before Red releases, you speak to your Speak Now CD and say you'll only be gone for a couple of months, just because you'll be too busy listening to Red.
I can see people doing that too, just like petting the CD and being like, don't worry, I'm not abandoning you.
So, Justin, I've got to know, were you actually sitting there speaking to your Speak Now DVD? Were you all like, speak now, I'm sorry, I'll be back soon.
Well, it's like when you get a new puppy, but you still love your original dog, but you have a new puppy now too, so you have to like divide your attention.
Aww.
I understand.
But you spend the first couple weeks only with the new puppy.
Right. Well, thanks for that voicemail, Justin. We love our voicemails. Please keep voicemails coming in, especially if you're from the UK, because I like British accents. So, still sticking to the true nature of a mini-sode, we're going to move on to the next mini-segment, What Would Taylor Do? Sarah asks us, what would Taylor do if she was talking to a fan with broccoli in their teeth?
You know, that's such an awkward situation when you don't know somebody, and they're like, they've got like chocolate on their mouth or toilet paper on their shoe, and you're just like, do I say something or do I just let them
figure it out?
Personally,
I love when people tell me when there's something wrong with me. So I wish you'd be one of those people that'd be like, just like pointing at our teeth and be like, you got something right there.
See, I think Taylor would make it funny though. I think she would make it funny though and just be like, well, at least I know you're eating really healthy.
At least I know you eat your vegetables.
Eating your greens.
I just think, like, it's...
You think she would tell her? Or tell them?
Wait, what?
Tell them. I think she would. Tell them? Taylor would totally tell them. Especially if they were taking a picture. Can you imagine the devastating result of a fan getting their true moment of glory, their photo with Taylor, and then they get home, look at the photo, and they've got broccoli in their teeth? Come on, Taylor would tell them.
Yeah. Definitely. But I think she'd be, like, weird about it and, like, screaming about it. I think she'd be like, do you have, like, a little mirror with you? Because, like, I don't know. I mean, I agree with you that she'd tell him. I just don't quite know how she would do it. So I think she'd, like, feel bad. But at the same time, I think she'd probably, like you said, I can't imagine that she'd be, like, just let a person take a picture of her looking like that, knowing that they're going to go end up mortified later.
Taylor's too nice for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think we all agree that Taylor would say something to that fan. So thanks for that question, Sarah. Keep the mini segments coming.
So, love you guys, it. I was playing with my iPod earlier. What were you doing?
Oh, I don't know, Belle. What were Swifties listening to?
Well, Swifties were listening to Love Actually by Katie Groves, and that was submitted by Madison Aiken. Thanks, Madison. Yeah, I picked that submission just because that's Taylor's favorite movie.
Well, this Katie Groves, she did that song with Plug-In Stereo called Oh Darling, and I really like that, so
I remember, yeah,
I'm looking forward to looking into her solo work.
Yeah, I've heard that song. I need to like check her out more. So thank you, Madison. Yeah.
Thanks for that. Alright, so everybody keep those submissions coming in. Remember, if you don't know how to submit, you can visit taylortalk.org, click the contact page, and it'll list all our methods of contact. You can reach us on Twitter, Facebook, Taylor Connect, email, or voicemail. So thumbs up to submitting. Now, like we said, the original episode 37 got lost in space somewhere. Lost in space.
Lost
pun.
In the interspace.
Yeah, the lost interwebs. On the internet somewhere. So this was a special mini-sode, just so you guys have something this week. But we got something really cool and special planned for you next week that was supposed to be this week. So be sure to join us again next week. And listen to episode 38. See you guys all then. For Minnesota episode 37, this has been Adam,
Belle,
and Haley.
Saying have a great day, guys. See you next week.
Bye. Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts to everybody.
To everyone. Bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.